Hi, hola. Did you know that you can listen to all my Spanish audiobooks for free on YouTube, Spotify, and more? To get the links, go to kerapido.com/listen, or simply tap the link in the episode description. You can listen to my free Spanish audiobooks wherever you are. Hi, welcome to Speak Spanish with María Fernández. I'm María Fernández, and this podcast is brought to you by my Spanish learning website, kerapido.com. At kerapido.com, you can see the free transcript of this lesson. To get it, tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device. Today, we have a question from Vernon, one of my podcast listeners. He says, I'm having trouble staying with it, studying with my busy schedule. Therefore, I forget stuff that I've learned. How do I stay with it? I learned so much in almost 2 years, and I've forgotten a lot because my schedule is busier than it was. Well, I've come up with 6 main points that will help you study even if you're very, very busy. The first one is to get a good Spanish course that you like. I know it's very tempting to study Spanish by finding free lessons on the internet, so you spend hours every week just trying to find the next free lesson. And that works for a while, but it becomes very tedious very soon. So the best thing you can do is to get a course that you like, which can be quite cheap actually, and then just stick to it. Go to it from cover to cover, or the entire app, or the entire online course, whichever format you've chosen, but just do the whole thing. So you never have to think what you have to do tomorrow because the course author has done all the planning for you. The structure is there. All you need to do is just study and review and practice. So if you need help finding a good Spanish course for your budget or for your needs or for your likes, just send me an email and I'll help you find it. It really is the best way of learning a language. The second point is to use a course with short lessons. Courses that have very short lessons are much more motivating and much easier to use, to follow and to stick to than those with very long lessons. I remember when I first started learning English, I had a course that had about 150 lessons within 300 pages. It was absolutely fantastic. You could do one lesson every day. You could review things really fast. It was just wonderful. I learned so much. So the second point is to use a course with short lessons. Point number 3 is one of my favourites, and I've insisted on it to all my students for years now, and it's to use a course that has plenty of recordings, and all those recordings are by native Spanish speakers. Always keep away from courses that are not recorded by native speakers. Now, courses with plenty of audio material are fantastic for learning vocabulary fast, for hearing real Spanish, for getting used to the intonation, for remembering things faster, for developing a good pronunciation, even learning the verbs without even noticing it. It's just great. Really, focus on courses that have plenty of audio material, whether they are online courses, audio courses, courses with books, apps, but always make sure that your course has plenty of audio material and always recorded by native speakers. Before I continue with this lesson, let me remind you that on YouTube you can listen to every episode of this podcast 48 hours before anywhere else. My YouTube channel is Speak Spanish with María. You can see the link in the episode description on your mobile device. The point number 4 is to make the most of what I call the lost minutes. Those are those minutes that we all have throughout the day where we can't really do very much, but we could do something. For example, when you're waiting for the bus or for the train or for the subway, or when you're waiting for somebody or a meeting is about to start, or even in your lunch hour, or when you're walking the dog, having a bath, just sitting around trying to rest for a little bit, but you don't want to be doing absolutely nothing. In those 5-10 minutes here and there throughout the day, you could be learning a lot. And with today's technology, it's really mind-blowing what you could learn. So you can have a video course, an audio course, a podcast like this one, or even a book, an app, anything that you like, preferably if you can take it in your mobile device and have it always with you. So in these 5-10 minutes in the morning,
midday, in the afternoon, late in the evening. You could be learning Spanish at the end of the day for about half an hour without even noticing. So make the most of those lost minutes. The fifth point is to review your lessons regularly. In order for you to be able to progress, to learn more and faster, you need to review what you've done before very, very frequently. Reviewing what you've learned is as important as learning new things. So, for every lesson that you do, try to review at least one other one. So, never go ahead with a new lesson without reviewing one that you've done before. It's a technique that has helped me tremendously learning not just English, but other languages that I've learned. And you progress so much faster. Sometimes when you're reviewing, you feel like you're wasting your time, that you could be doing other things, learning new stuff, learning new words. Sometimes reviewing a lesson is just a matter of 5 or 10 minutes. So don't think of reviewing as something overwhelming. Think of reviewing your lessons as a reward, something that you should be looking forward to because it's so much easier than learning new things. So review your lessons as often as you can. And my sixth point is to build a solid base. If you have a solid base in Spanish, if you know your first, for example, 300 words really well, the pattern regular verbs really well in a few tenses, and if you know 50 expressions, the pronunciation rules, all these things will be so helpful for learning more Spanish much, much faster. So always make sure that you build a solid base. Now, to build a good solid base, all you need is a good Spanish course, which is going back to the first point. A good course will always give you a good solid base. So let's recap to the question, how do you study Spanish when you have a busy schedule? We've got 6 main points, and they are to have a good Spanish course, to use a course with short lessons, to use a course that comes with plenty of audio material recorded by native speakers, to make the most of your lost minutes, to review your lessons regularly, and to build a solid base. If you follow these 6 points, your Spanish will skyrocket. It will be just mind-blowing what you can do in 2-3 months. So because this is such an important issue, a few months ago I decided that I was going to put together a new course. I know there is a huge gap on the market for good courses for people like Vernon, who are very, very busy. They only have a few minutes here and there to learn Spanish. They really want to learn. They want to have something that is going to make their job easy. They don't want to spend their time looking for lessons here and there. They want a good course. They want it entertaining. They want it motivating.
And that's exactly what I've done. I've put together a Spanish video course, a course with plenty of real conversations and role-playing exercises. It also has pronunciation practice and vocabulary flashcards where you can learn new words really easily. To find out more about my Spanish course, go to kerapido.com/course or simply tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device. To get plenty of Spanish speaking practice and to master the Spanish verbs super fast, play my free audiobooks. I have a Spanish for Beginners course, a Sherlock Holmes story in Spanish, and a series of 1-hour verb practice audiobooks, among others. You can listen to them on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, and more. To get the links, go to my website, kerapido.com. That's kerapido.com, kerapido.com. Or simply tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device.